AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This is making a tense situation more tense. Iran says within the next 10 days it'll bust through a limit set by world powers on stockpiling uranium.
The spokesman for Iran's nuclear agency, Behruz Kamalvandi, acknowledged that the country already quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium and said Tehran would increase uranium enrichment levels based on the country's needs. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the agreement last year and reimposed tough economic sanctions on Tehran. The president returns to Florida tomorrow to formally announce that he's running for re-election. Some polling has a few in the president's orbit warning that carrying Florida won't be simple for the GOP. But the president sounds hopeful, saying last week,
"We do very little polling because I'm not a huge believer in polling. I think you go out there and you fight and you don't really need polls. You need ideas more than polls. But we have some internal polling, very little, and it's unbelievably strong. The strongest I've ever been is exactly today."
Mexico is trying to stop many of the immigrants headed toward the U.S., deploying thousands of National Guard troops to its border with Guatemala. Matt Small reports.
Over the weekend, Mexican authorities were busy along routes migrants often use in southern Mexico, checking IDs, pulling migrants off public transportation, and stopping four trucks packed with nearly 800 migrants.
Families and others have mixed feelings about Boeing's apology this morning for 737 MAX crashes that killed 346 people. One widow says she hopes this means victims will receive the compensation that they have not yet gotten. The Supreme Court is throwing out an Oregon court ruling against bakers who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is AP Radio News. Demonstrators in Hong Kong are demanding that the city leader resign over an unpopular extradition bill.
Nearly 2 million Hong Kong residents, young and old, joined a march that lasted late into the night to express their frustration with Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam and the extradition bill backed by Beijing. The following day, protesters blocked a street near the city's waterfront as they stood outside Lam's office chanting calls for her to give up the proposed legislation. Emotions were heightened when Joshua Wong, a prominent activist leader, rallied the crowd after his release from prison later that day.
"What we ask for is such urge, Carrie Lam, the evil chief executive, should withdraw the extradition amendment."
The uproar over the extradition bill highlights worries that the former British colony is losing the special autonomous status China promised it when it took control in 1997. I'm Karen Chamas.
Gas is $2.69 a gallon, down 6 cents from a week ago. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.